You're listening to Triple J Breakfast with Tom and Alex. They are very funny.
Right, we've got someone on the line. Hello, Chuck D from Public Enemy. Good morning.
Good morning. Looking for you. Looking for you guys.
We're in the building, man.
We're in the building. Where are you?
Outside, trying to get in the station. But Brisbane changes every time I get here. You guys are popping buildings up like crazy.
Sorry, man. That's how bad.
We are prolific building breeders. I'm sorry.
What have you been doing this morning? Just waking up for this sweet-ass interview?
Yes. That's what I'm doing this morning.
Okay,
great. All right, well, we'll let you find the front door to the ABC. We'll play your track, Bring the Noise, in the meantime so people can get pumped up for some Chuck D. And we'll see you in a couple of minutes, man.
Yeah, that's a song I know.
All right, man. Chat to you very soon. Here they are playing in Frizzy tonight as well. This is Public Enemy. We'll chat to Chuck D after this. Happy Thursday. Check it out, triplej.net.au. Okay, we're going to bring up our remote studio here where Chuck D should be shuffling into it. Hello, Chuck D, can you hear me? Chuck D from Public Enemy. Keep the questions coming in, 0439757555.
We're going to play with Chuck D, Where's Flavor Flav, this morning, because he's got a few stories over the years, Flavor Flav disappearing. We have had reported sightings of Flavor at Dreamworld during their trip in Australia this time. Mm. We're going to have to start the new game, Where's Chuck?
I reckon Flavor would have rocked up by now. Chuck, you there? Oh, something's happening. I'll tell you what, we'll play another tune and we'll come back with Chuck D. Don't worry, you get some quality Chuck D time, everyone. It's totally fine. But, I reckon if we had Flavor Flav on the show, he'd be here by now. He's got that massive clock. He knows exactly. That's Chuck D's problem.
That's Club Feet on Triple J. Last words. You're with Tom and Alex this morning. It's 25 minutes past 8. And can you please welcome to the studio hip-hop royalty, it's Mr. Chuck D.
Well, welcome to the Terradome.
Yeah.
Welcome to our Terradome, Chuck.
You guys hooked that up real nice.
That was good, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show, man. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you in the studio. You're enjoying your time in Australia so far, doing Groove in the Moo and such?
Always, man. I mean, Groove in the Moo is a real special festival, and I really like getting into all those different areas of Australia. This is our 7th tour here, our 80th all told.
Whoa.
Here with my good brother, our tour leader and guide, Mr. Cliff White.
Is Cliff organized all 80?
damn near, Cliff. No, every single trip down here we've been, and Cliff is an Australian, resident, and very good friend over the years. Taught me how to get on a computer, which I'm addicted to.
Oh, very nice.
A computer?
You're
addicted to a computer?
Yeah, it shows you how long it's been. When I graduated from university in 1984, I was a graphic design degree graduate, and we did everything, we did everything without a computer. But then the computer started to take over in 1990, 1991, so you had to kind of reacclimate and learn that whole, or everything you'd learned before, you had to learn it computer-wise.
That's so baffling to me, Chuck, because when I think of people putting together songs and mixing songs and sampling songs, I just think of the computer screen. You can see the wavelength coming up, but you were doing it well before that. What was it like doing it analog?
You still kind of do it analog. You got to know the basics.
Sure.
So, it's about sound, and today music is about not just music, it's sight and sound, especially if you ask younger demographic, 25 and younger, it's about a whole 360 degree of style, substance, sight,
Viking
sound,
helmets,
lifestyle.
Large clocks, everything. Yeah. You want it all on stage.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Flavor's a rock star, so the TV thing is a very, very tiny part of his existence.
So you've mentioned Flavor Flav there. You're the hype man, one of the best hype mans in the world.
No, I don't know if I'm Mick, and we're the Rolling Stones of the rap game, so I don't know if I'm Mick and he's Keith, or I'm Keith and he's Mick. We get confused.
Yeah, but where is Flavor this morning? It's one of the favorite games to play in Public Enemy. Where's Flavor? Do you know where he is at the moment?
No, it's like WTF. Where's the Flav? So we have a song on our next album. Matter of fact, we're releasing two albums. One at the end of June, and the other at the top of September, bordering the summer. And one's called Most of My Heroes Still Don't Appear on Those Stamps. And the one in September is The Evil Empire, Everything. These albums will border the summer and talk to each other. And I'm finishing up the credits and all the liner notes while I'm in Oz. So,
wow. And there's a song about Where's Flavor on
yeah,
one
it's
of those
called
albums.
No, it's called WTF.
Right.
So you can say, or you can say, Where's the Flav? And where the Flav is right now? Flav is definitely unable to come to your radio station at this time of the morning.
I was looking at one of an incredible story of one particular WTF moment when you're in Florida and Flav missed a flight, and so you sort of got the crowd to help you out in finding the Flav.
Yeah, Tallahassee, 1989.
What did you do?
I gave every 20,000 people his telephone number. Well, really, I didn't give his number away. I gave his mother's number away.
Mrs. Flav? Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's just working hard at the chemist trying to look after her business. She can't take those kind of calls. Yeah. Is it true that Flav went to Dreamworld while he's been in Australia?
What am I, Flavor's interpreter right here? No. he went to Dreamworld and he had a great time. And the whole rest of the crew had a fantastic time.
Did people think he was one of the characters that people were dressed up as?
He's the original character. The original, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, true,
he's one of the original.
I don't know what
he's
I'm
the
saying.
Original dudes.
You're quite right. On Triple J Breakfast, we've got Chuck D from Public Enemy live in the studio this morning. This is huge. It's great to have you here, man. We're going to take a tune and then we've got the news headlines and you're going to read some weather for us. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I can read.
Perfect. All right, here's Mastercraft, Triple J. Mastercraft on Triple J, Heartbreaker there. Tom and Alex with you on Breakfast. Our guest, the wonderful Chuck D from Public Enemy, is about to read some weather at your face. Have you read the weather before, Chuck D?
Plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
My broadcasting talents go back to 1982.
Whoa.
Remember that year?
Yeah.
Remember it like it was 6 years before I was born.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how far they go back, reading the weather, the news for WBAU 90.3 in Strong Island.
Well, don't plug other radio stations. Come on, Chuck D. We need all the ratings we can get.
Radio station is defunct, dude.
Oh, man.
We might actually talk about your radio
station. You could name defunct stations.
Defunct, okay, all right.
Defunct.
Defunct.
You're right.
JJJ, okay. Defunct. Gotcha.
I thought you meant defunct.
People could tweet me at Mr. Chuck D. I'll show you the radio stations and everything we're doing. Triple J is one of our favorites.
Oh, cheers,
beautiful.
Man.
Thank you very much. We might talk about your radio days very soon because you're one of the first people to play the Beastie Boys. You had the honor of inducting into the Hall of Fame recently.
Indeed.
As well.
Hall of Fame. And next week, I'm going to be with the Hilltop Hood. So, you know.
Oh, cool.
And on my radio station, we play State of the Art and stuff like that and Jim Blah. And, you know, so it's, we are definitely cross connected continent wise. So I did the Beastie Boys Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech in Cleveland last month, and they aired it just recently, but I've been over here, so I didn't see the airing on HBO. So we lost a great man, Adam Yauch, MCA, and he's very instrumental to our career.
And Aussie tennis player Samantha Stosur is through to the quarterfinals of the Madrid Masters.
To keep you from going to war.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Elise. Sorry, just bring you up there, Chuck D. What were you saying there?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Our guest,
you.
Yes.
No, I would just say, the same sex, he's changed his mind. I'm a supporter of President Obama, but politics is such BS.
Yeah,
it's like, if you're 50 years old, you don't change your mind over the last 4 or 5 years. It's all right if you said, I felt differently 25 years ago and I changed my mind as I grew, but, come on. And the prime minister here is against same-sex marriage?
She is, yes.
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, these people don't really express what they really think to the core. They just do it for money and politician, jargon and crap.
So do you think Obama is changing his name changing his position, public opinion for political expediency?
Do.
Or
they
do you think
all
he's
do.
Been covering all, up his real opinion for the past they, while they, he's been running for president?
I think he wants to be his real self, but then he probably realizes he won't be president. But, politics is full of such crap.
How do we change this, Chuck? How do we get people saying what they really
think?
You don't
want to ask me.
Well, that's what you've been doing. You built your career on, being socially
politically engaged. Let me announce the weather.
Okay,
we'll move on to this.
And you want to know what I think? Yeah. Support our next two records, and you'll know what I think.
Okay, all right.
I have to have a listen.
Fix the World's Problems by Chuck D. Reading the weather.
Or tweet me, Mr. Chuck D, MRCHUCKD, or Chuck D at publicenemy.com. Anyway, the weather. Yeah. Townsville, mostly sunny, 29 degrees, which is really cold in the States, but being that it's Celsius here, we'll live with that. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, sunny, 25. Sydney, sunny, 25. Canberra, sunny, 20 at the capital. Melbourne, mostly sunny at 19. You helped me with the Inverloch fine. It's 15, which is freezing. We're on our way to Maitland, so they didn't put it on the list. Hobart, mostly sunny at 17. Adelaide, which got that different time switch, the only one in the world, which I have a hard time explaining to Americans. Late showering at 21 at the City of Churches, which is the Chicago of Australia. Perth, which is a great place like San Diego, clearing showers at 22. Broome, sunny at 34. Darwin, which I haven't been looking to go to, showers at 30. Peace out to all the Aboriginal, my Indigenous people out there. And Alice Springs, sunny at 29, and we had a great time in Townsville.
All right. D weather style. That's incredible, man. Thanks very much. This is Public Enemy Underneath, by the way.
And once again, back is the incredible. No, I'm just kidding.
getting to go a lot of these places, Chuck D. I also got to see you last year for the Falls Festival, which was really great. You got to go to Tasmania as well. Is there any particular towns that you especially like in Australia?
I like them all. I really appreciate Perth. Sydney, big up to my good friend, the family friend, Scott Redding out there in the SYD. And also, we haven't been to Cairns, but we were close in Townsville. But it's really wonderful. My man Cliff White told me about how great it is, and I'm looking to probably get there in the next couple of years as well.
Yeah, cool, man.
You know, Australia, I've been telling Americans for the longest period of time that, you know, Australia is like one big California.
Well, you kind of convinced KRS-One to come out here, didn't you?
Yes, my man. I've been telling my man for like 20 years, and he caught the boat, and he is the most devastating rapper of all time, and I'm glad he came here, and he showed people what real hip-hop and what a real MC can do.
Definitely.
Excellent. Now, we're going to go.
So, you guys play his records, right?
We do. We do. Massive fan, and how we host the hip-hop show here on Triple J, you'll actually be co-hosting alongside Suffer the Hills Up Hoods, actually, on Monday night. He's a big fan as well, so there's a lot of love for him when he was in the country.
We'll tell some more people about it very soon, Chuck, but we're going to play some De La Soul here. You did request Jenny from their 3 Feet High and Rising album. Yes. I went to grab it from the CD library, interrupted the news a little bit, tripping over some headphones.
I know that library is vast.
It must be miles long. It is, and it's so much so that the CD De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rising is 1,810, which has had to be moved because the CD library got too full. Oh. It is now in a locked cupboard that I cannot get to. I have not been bestowed with the key, so we might play. What are we going to play instead?
Let's go with Ring Ring Ring. It's a bit of a classic there. As requested by Chuck D, he's going to stay with you this morning. On your Thursday, Triple J, stay with us.
Yep.
Down the line, hey.
De La Soul on Triple J is requested by Mr. Chuck D from Public Enemy. Hanging out with you this morning on The Breakfast Show.
Hanging out with Cliff White of Banner Hill Entertainment, too. So
what up, Cliff White? He's here too. Tom and Alex on your radio too, behind the mic. Thanks so much for being here, Chuck D. People are loving it. They're going nuts on the text line and Twitter.
Yeah, they're texting in on 0439757555. Chuck, you are way too cool for this early in the morning, is one of them here.
I am not. I'm the uncool. For my first records, I always call myself the uncool. Because, you know, you shouldn't try to be cool. Just be you.
Well, someone's asked us earlier on as well, texted in, asking what you think of hip-hop artists at the moment. And from my rudimentary knowledge of American hip-hop at this point in time, Chuck, they a lot of them have the try to be quite cool.
Well, you shouldn't try to be cool. Just be you. And that's the thing about hip-hop from the start. And KRS-One, he'd tell you straight up, is just like try to, you know, learn and be your inner self and spit it out from there. You know, because anything that hip hop does not like is to be unauthentic or be a fake, and those were the original rules of hip hop. And I think that one thing I appreciate in Australia is that you guys still, you know, pay attention to groups or collectives. And, you know, my man Cliff is always, you know, giving me the vibe what's going down here with, you know, Hilltop Hoods. We played on our radio show on rapstation.com on State of the Art and Jim Blah, who's Indigenous, and Bliss and 360 and Resin Dogs and,
wow,
you know, Downside. So, you know, and also Item and Dr. Shrink, who I also play on my show as Instrumental Beds. And also we play with Ozzy Batliff. And so Melbourne has always had a hot scene. And my man Cliff says they're very organized, so there's a reason for that. So
yeah, right.
I respect that and I salute that. So organization and infrastructure will always help the art because, you know, you just can't have it just come, just be what it is because it will disappear or be defined by somewhere else, usually some attaché suit and tie, and that's the worst thing.
Well, we're so excited to let people know that you'll be co-hosting Triple J's hip-hop show Monday night with Suffer from the Hilltop Hoods, no doubt playing a whole bunch of Aussie stuff that you dig and some other stuff from around the world that's really been, you know, taking your ear, you know, both currently now and over your very long career indeed. So that's Monday night on Triple J if you want to tune into that and hear Chuck and Suffer doing their thing. That'd be great. We touched on this briefly before. Of course, the big music news last week was the very sad passing of MCA from Beastie Boys, losing his battle with cancer. And you, they actually put you out on your first ever tour. Is that right?
Yes. License to Ill Tour, April 1st to April 15th, 1987. Our first show was Passaic, New Jersey. And, you know, and we've done 79 tours since then. And Adam Yauch and MCA were instrumental also in exposing us to Rick Rubin, along with the late, great Jam Master Jay, and also in all of his causes, and also technological achievements when they came out with the Beastie Boys and GrandRoyal.com, and we've had the longest running, the second longest running website ever, which is PublicEnemy.com, which everybody could check out. So I learned a lot of things from Adam, and he's a great man and very committed, and his maturity and growth to transcend hip-hop into just being a fine human being.
What are some of your like, favorite memories? What was that initial tour like, actually being out on the road with those guys?
Man, that's like Twitter, man. It's too long for this radio show.
I mean, well, you were sort of driving in a van around the place. It was
Driving in a van, 15 cities in the northeast part of America, New York State, Pennsylvania. We played arenas before we actually played clubs. So it was just a mind-blowing event. Their show was just unbelievable. And then they were kids at the time. Or I would say late adolescence, and they had a ball, and we learned something from the Beasties and their stage presence stuff. Don't take it that seriously when it comes down to performing. Just give it all, have some fun up there. And we came up with our own blend. We were at the antithesis of the Beastie Boys, and it really worked, especially in the beginning of Def Jam's golden era, when you had groups like Public Enemy and the Beastie Boys and LL Cool J and Run DMC, who were really Def Jam, but they were on profile. So we all learned from each other. It was like, you know, when people talk about how Motown and their glorious days, I definitely feel what they felt at Def Jam.
And while the arenas were quite large at that time on License to Ill Tour, Chuck, the sleeping quarters were a little bit more cozy. You were sleeping sort of a couple in a bed, foot to foot in people's faces and stuff.
You must have read my book, yeah, Flavor's Feet. Flavor's feet in my face and my feet in his face and sharing a bed, and because, you know, we could afford two rooms at a time. And you know, like I said, we came from an area where we would make it work. So you know, we just took it out on the stage.
A lot of things, you know? Exactly right. A lot of things have changed in 25 years, but you're still producing music. You've got two albums coming out this year. What sort of issues do you touch on these days?
Oh, you know, I mean,
the audacity, evil empire of everything?
Yeah, pretty much. The average mind is being barraged by everything. Everything's for trying to turn human beings into consumers, to have us worship machines over the gift of being a human being in the one planet that we live. So kind of touches at that. And the first album just talks about how the audacity of 1% of the world still want to pimp the other 99%. So the Occupy movement was born out of that. And I definitely going to say Occupy as much as your average rapper will say the N-word.
Right. Fair enough. Well, man, we could talk to you all day, but it's so cool to have you on the Triple J Breakfast Show.
That would be costly, wouldn't it?
We are paying by the minute, so we better let you go.
Talk to Chuck all day, cha-ching.
Well, people would like it, and I do think, Chuck, that it would be worth the money, but yeah. We'll have to just let people wait for Monday night, where you will be back on Triple J, co-hosting the hip-hop show with Suffer from the Hilltop Hoods. That should be quite an amazing radio experience. So Monday night at 10 o'clock, be listening to Triple J for that one. But until then, Chuck, we better let you go and get some egg white omelets for breakfast.
Having the breakfast.
Yeah, and I don't want to sponge your salaries by me just running my mouth all day.
But tonight you guys are playing the Hi-Fi in Brizzy. Maybe you're catching our Public Enemy doing Groove of the Mood this weekend. Hello to you, people of Maitland and Canberra who are heading along, or maybe tomorrow night at the Metro in Sydney as well.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Chuck D. Keep it up, man. You're a legend, and it's great to have you on the show. Cheers.
Thank you.